Next application is case number 11175, the application of Stephen Levine. It's south of Route 1, also known as Coastal Highway, south of Rogers Avenue, and being Lot 13, Block B, within Ann Acres Development, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 3-34, map number 20.13, parcel number 55. Requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements. Gentlemen, this application is for variance requested for a shed, which is 18 inches from the side property line and 16 inches from the rear property line. Therefore, they're requesting a 3.5-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard and a 3.7-foot variance from the required 5-foot rear yard. We received no letters in support or in opposition to this application from any individuals. There have been several variances granted in the area. For example, the adjacent parcel 55.01 had a front yard variance. Parcel 52 had a front side and rear variance. Parcel 58 had a side and rear variance. Lot 59 had a side and rear variance. And lot 67, just down the road, it had a front variance. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Ann Kirby, 20991 Rogers Ave, Rehoboth 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I do have some photographs. I only have one set of them, but just basically from the vantage point of each one of our neighbors that are on border our property. As far as the questions, addressing your questions, do you have a unique situation or circumstances such as irregularity, narrowness, shallowness? The house was built on a standard 50 by 100 lot, and the structure encompasses the majority of the lot. So we really just don't have any other scenario for the shed. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to unique condition? There's no location on the property to place a shed without the shed actually encroaching on the house. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No, there are only 35 inches between the current location of the shed and the air conditioning units that sit beside the porch slash house. The shed would abut the house and still not be in compliance. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes. The builder made no accommodations for storage within or around the house itself. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No. The house was existing when we purchased, and this was a flaw in the builder's design. As far as effect on surroundings, will variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No. The shed blends nicely with the existing fences and neighborhood infrastructure. The shed poses no detriments to adjoining properties. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the adjacent properties? No, the adjacent properties are not affected for the most part. Adjacent properties cannot even see the shed due to existing fences and landscaping, and that's what I provided photos of. Would it be detrimental to public welfare? No. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes. A variance is the most practical solution without having the shed actually look awkward. Otherwise, the variance is the best solution. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. Without the variance, there's no practical location for placement of the shed.
Very well. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickards?
No.
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Milt?
No.
Sure. Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, there's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11175. The applicant has, I believe the applicant has met the standards for granting a variance. There is uniqueness to the property, which is, I believe it's 50 foot wide. There's a possibility the property can be developed with strict conformity with the Sussex County zoning ordinance. It can, but it not with that 50 foot wide and a trailer on there. I guess that's a frame house.
Yeah, it's a stick right. house.
Variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't believe the hardship has been created by the applicant because of the size of the lot. Variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. And the request that the variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11175.
Thank you very much.
All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Workman
again? Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11175 is approved.
Thank you.
You just wanted to get out of here, didn't you?
Well, I wanted the approval, but oh, okay. I wanted to get out of here.